Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more than 30 years ago says she wants a full FBI investigation before she agrees to testify before the Senate Judiciary Panel. The panel has set such a hearing up for Monday, but Christine Blasey Ford hasn't said she'll attend yet. President Trump says,
if she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump speaking as he arrives in North Carolina to view flooding from Hurricane Florence.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
At least 35 deaths now blamed on Florence. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van that was taking them to a hospital was swept off the road by floodwaters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The woman convicted of assisting in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart back in 2002 has been released from Utah State Prison. 72-year-old Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars and was unexpectedly released 5 years ahead of schedule when the state parole board credited her with time served in federal custody. She pleaded guilty in 2010 to kidnapping Elizabeth Smart with her husband, Brian David Mitchell. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is optimistic solutions can be found, even though President Trump has been blaming her on Twitter as the reason a deal's not been done.
As usual, there are regional differences that come up. It's usually less about partisanship and more about regions and commodities that are grown.
The Democratic Senator Stabenow making her remarks during a teleconference when she received the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. Yesterday's ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he'll soon visit South Korea. Kim making the announcement today at a summit in Pyongyang with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in at his side. At the joint press conference, Moon said a summit with Kim could happen in Seoul this year. A Seoul summit with Kim Jong-un would be the first visit to the South by a North Korean leader since the peninsula was split after World War II. And the dictionary is growing again. The latest edition of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has 840 new words, including many that are, well, rather familiar to many people. New entries include adorbs, fave, mocktail, Instagramming, and airplane mode. Well, remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more than 30 years ago says she wants a full FBI investigation before she agrees to testify before the Senate Judiciary Panel. The panel has set such a hearing up for Monday, but Christine Blasey Ford hasn't said she'll attend yet. President Trump says,
if she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump speaking as he arrives in North Carolina to view flooding from Hurricane Florence.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
At least 35 deaths now blamed on Florence. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van that was taking them to a hospital was swept off the road by floodwaters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The woman convicted of assisting in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart back in 2002 has been released from Utah State Prison. 72-year-old Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars and was unexpectedly released 5 years ahead of schedule when the state parole board credited her with time served in federal custody. She pleaded guilty in 2010 to kidnapping Elizabeth Smart with her husband, Brian David Mitchell. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is optimistic solutions can be found, even though President Trump has been blaming her on Twitter as the reason a deal's not been done.
As usual, there are regional differences that come up. It's usually less about partisanship and more about regions and commodities that are grown.
The Democratic Senator Stabenow making her remarks during a teleconference when she received the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. Yesterday's ruling on so-called dark money donations, coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections, it's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 79 degrees. It is partly sunny today, and we have a high of 81 expected. There is patchy fog tonight after 10 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy. Thursday, patchy fog before 9 a.m. and the high of 75. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 51. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 79 and a slight chance of showers on Friday night. Chance of showers before 8 a.m. on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 75. And Sunday looks like it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a high near 71. Hi again, this is Ruth Altamir-Roll starting again. I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm your host for Counselor's Chat. And I'm bringing, Counselor's Chat to you via my cell phone today. I have an interesting relationship with the live stream here at the chamber, and it seems like almost every, I think since we've been doing live stream, I think I have gotten it maybe twice on my own without having a glitch or a problem or having to ask for help. And for whatever reason, this today it's not connecting. The live streaming is not connecting with the video. So I'm not streaming it live. So I am going to try and do this. I understand that it is being broadcast over the radio, so you should be able to hear it, not see it. And I'm hoping that, I'm not sure how this works. I'm not sure exactly where I'm even streaming live, but that's what I'm doing. So I bring Counselor's Chat to you every week at noon live, and I may have to do it this way for a while. Whatever. I'm good to be flexible. Anyway, I do Counselor's Chat specifically because I want to remove the stigma around mental health. So many times people do not want to go to counseling. They don't want to be labeled as crazy. They don't recognize that the addictions in their lives are creating problems for them. So again, they don't want to be labeled as crazy. So they don't seek out help. when we talk about one in every five people struggling with some mental health issue, that's a lot in our population. So if you work in a small office of 10 people, five of those people have either depression, anxiety, the possibility of some type of addiction. And there's many forms of addiction. It's not just alcoholism or addicted to opiates or opioids, heroin, cocaine, shopping, gambling, video gaming. There's just food addictions. There's just so many addictions. But that's not why I'm here today to talk about that. I'm here to talk about suicide. So suicide, September is National Suicide Prevention Month. And that is what I'm here to talk about, the suicide prevention. Suicide is the 10th highest reason for people in the United States to die. That's very high. So it's really important that you know the signs. If you yourself are struggling with suicidal thoughts, that you get help. Again, I want to underscore that it's not a issue. It rather really seek out help. That's what I'm here for, or other people who are counselors, or people who are a clinical licensed social workers. That's what they do. They help people who are struggling with life issues. So suicide, and if I tend to look away, it's because I'm reading. Suicide is defined as a death caused by self-direct injurious behavior with the intent to die, okay, as a result of the behavior. Many ways people commit suicide: shooting themselves, hanging themselves, driving into a tree, jumping off a bridge, pills overdose, drowning, many ways. Sometimes suicide is a slow process. What do I mean by that? Well, someone who may have, I'm going to call it sort of a death wish, and they're living very dangerously. And so this may also be suicidal in thought. Now, there are suicidal attempts. Now, these are non-fatal, so in other words, they don't die from it, but it's still self-direct injury where somebody is really trying to kill themselves. Oftentimes, they either don't do it right, I'll say that, or they stop before they actually actually die, or someone finds them, calls for help, or they themselves call for help. Sometimes they wake up from a suicide attempt, oftentimes very angry that they woke up, but that's the other thing. And then there's suicidal ideation. And then suicidal ideation is thinking about it, maybe having a plan for it, wondering what it would be like. Generally speaking, people are in a lot of pain. And when you're in a lot of emotional pain, sometimes physical pain, but mostly emotional pain, suicide seems to be the choice for relief of the pain because it is so painful, emotional pain. Nearly 40,000 people in the United States committed suicide last year. That's a lot. That's a lot of people. Now, the town of Flemington is 4,000. So that's 10 Flemingtons in 1 year that commit suicide. There's twice as many suicides than there are homicides. So more people kill themselves than kill others. And it is the leading cause of death between the ages of 10 and 34. And the fourth leading cause between individuals between the ages of 35 and 45. Second leading cause, 10-year-olds. What could be going on in a 10-year-old's life that the pain is so significant that they will do that? In terms of our military who struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder or who have what we would call survivor's guilt. In other words, everyone in my unit or many people in my unit died and I didn't. That also can lead to someone to suicide. And that's about 22 to 23 people a day that commit suicide, military. So that is pretty sad. It's tragic. Self-murder, you could call it that. Worldwide, approximately 1 million people die each year from suicide. So depression, despair, feeling overwhelmed, feeling out of control. It's just that, you know, when there's so much emotional pain, we just don't feel that there is an option. And it really is just something that is just, again, it's tragic. So there's some misconceptions of why people do it. A myth is that people who talk about suicide really won't do it. Well, almost everyone who attempts suicide has actually given some clue or warning. They may say, I can't see a way out. I don't know how to get out of this. I'm feeling desperate. It's never, you know, I just want to kill myself. I'm so overwhelmed. I want to kill myself. I can't stand it anymore. Saying, you know, yeah, I've got a plan. I don't think I ever will, but if I ever comes to it, I will. I have a plan. Giving things away. Okay, so I'm talking about I can't stand it anymore, but I'm going to start giving things away. There's a myth that say people who commit suicide must be crazy. Who would consider doing that? That's crazy thinking. The reality is that it's not crazy. The reality is that you are not crazy. You are in extreme pain, emotional pain, heartbreak. It's not a sign of mental illness. Though you may be struggling with depression, you may also feel a sense of despair, deep grief. So I've lost someone in my life. Yeah. If you believe that it's, and this is a myth of a person who's determined to kill themselves or herself, there's nothing you could do. Even the most desperate person with the clearest plan can be stopped. It's important if you know someone, you call 911. The impulse to end it is just that sometimes. It's an impulse. You could be standing on the edge of that bridge and help comes, talks them off the cliff, as it were. People who die by suicide are people who are unwilling to seek help. Actually, studies show that victims of suicide, more than half, seek out mental health treatment 6 months prior to their death. So there, most people, more than half, are already looking to get help. Because they are, again, they're in pain, their lives are in crisis. And there's a myth that says talking about suicide might give someone else the idea. Now, there can be and there are times when we have to be cautious. When there's a suicide, sometimes other people, because of the grief and the pain, will also commit suicide, sort of copycat suicides. But it's important to take anyone who talks about suicide or demonstrate suicidal behavior to take it seriously. It's a cry for help. In the state of New Jersey, as a licensed professional counselor, I have the duty to report someone who is talking about suicide and has a clear plan and it's imminent. And I have done that. People that I've worked with who have very clear signs and symptoms, very clear plan, and it is getting help for them. So there are a number of warning signs. Seeking out lethal means, in other words, searching out guns, knives, pills, rope, looking for the right bridge to jump off of, talking about it. I wish I had never been born. My life is so unmanageable. Sometimes, you know, I'll see you later. It's not I'll see you later, but goodbye. I'm saying my goodbyes to people that are important to me in my life. Feeling hopeless, completely helpless. There's no way out of this. It's a dead end for me. I just can't see a light at the end of the tunnel. A lot of self-loathing and self-hatred is also part of it. So feelings of worthlessness, guilt, shame, it's a burden. Why would anybody want to be with me? The world is better off without me. I am a burden to society. That's another sign or symptom. Getting affairs in order, so making sure I've got a will, giving away prized possessions, making arrangements for family members, so I want to make sure my mother's taken care of or my children are taken care of. Getting everything in order, so that, and I can give away prized possessions because I want you to have this and I want you to have that, so that I see to it that all of those things are being taken care of. Withdrawing from others is another sign. So I've gotten things in order. I've said goodbye. I don't answer the phone. I don't go to parties. I don't. Whatever, I really just want to be left alone. Self-destructive behavior. Now, I said there's some, you know, you could say like long-term, but use of drugs and alcohol, reckless driving, unsafe sex, taking unnecessary risks, basically having a death wish. And so often, people have a sense of calm when they've made that decision. Because the struggle is over. And movie's been around for a while, but I think it's an excellent example, which is Dead Poets Society. And in there, one of the characters, he wanted to be an actor. His father said, no way, you're going to be a lawyer. Pulled him out of school to have a good talking with him. It might have been over the holiday season. I don't remember exactly. But that scene where that boy is just, he just made the decision, good night, Mom, good night, Dad. He goes and he's real quiet. He's just real peaceful. He doesn't say anything to anyone because sometimes people don't actually talk about it. You have to observe behavior. Not good night, Dad, goodbye, Dad. There's a difference. Why would you say goodbye and not good night? And then he killed himself. So it is a real situation. Again, 10th highest cause for death. I just saw an article a couple of days ago on teens and mental health. So I said, statistically speaking, there is 1 out of every 5 people have a mental health issue. And again, I want to stress that it does not have to be a mental health issue. It just can be out of feeling desperate. Maybe I don't have good coping skills. I don't have a good support system. I feel there's no way out. I'm at a point in my life where it's just finished. It's finished. I'm done. And I may not say anything. It's not, you know, I'm in deep state of grief and I'm in extreme pain. I don't know how to get rid of the pain. And I'll say a lot of times it's one of the things that gets people into addiction, because alcohol or opiates, they're painkillers. They do kill the pain. But there are things that you can do. If you're noticing this is going on, say to your friend, say to your spouse, say to your child, I am worried. Something's going on. Something is going on. I'm not sure why you're giving your things away. I'm not sure why you're talking like this. I'm not sure why you have this interest in guns. Someone explore it with you. I'm concerned. You seem like you're really hopeless and you're in a lot of pain. I want to talk about it. Even let's go talk to someone about it. I'll make an appointment with a counselor. We'll go and we'll talk about what's going on. Maybe we could get some suggestions. Good way to start a conversation. You know, I'm really concerned about you. I'm concerned about the things that are going on in your life, the stresses that you have, the sense of hopelessness, the things that you're saying. Is there anything that I can do? When did you start feeling this way? How can I best support you? Have you thought about getting help? Have you thought about talking to someone? You know, I'm here for you. You're not alone. You may not believe it, but this is going to change. A lot of times with clients, I will say, it's like a big storm. It's like Florence. Oh my gosh. Florence is devastating. It's devastating the Carolinas. And my understanding is that some of the rivers have not even crested yet. So it's going to pass. The storm itself has passed. The waters are still rising. They're going to crest. Towns are flooded. Houses are flooded. They're completely underwater, even to the rooftop. We've had deaths. Not in the thousands. Not even in the hundreds. And yet still, one death is too many. And it's going to pass. We're going to clean it up. We're going to rebuild. There's always hope for something different. And I think that that's really important to know. That there is hope. That it's going to get better. That we can come up with ways to manage this crisis. And I do that with clients. Sometimes I've even done it with friends. Let's break things down to something more manageable. And a lot of times that's the thing. I'm so overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do. So let's see how we can make this huge thing more manageable. That's what they're going to have to do in the Carolinas. How we're going to make this huge disaster manageable. We start with the thing that needs the most attention first. Clean water, food, shelter, power, right? Those things. Clean up the debris. Start the process. But it's something that happens a little bit at a time. So when you talk to someone, be yourself. Let them know that you care. And sometimes they don't believe it. You're just saying that. You don't really care. That's an indication, too. Say, I do really care. You are important to me. It's important to listen. So you don't want to talk over the person. You want to also listen to what they're saying. And one thing that's really important, and I know I've talked about this in terms of communication, is when you listen, respond with empathy and reflection. So what I'm hearing you say is a really important statement. So what I'm hearing you say is you're feeling really desperate. You're feeling really overwhelmed. You're feeling a lot of pain. You're in a lot of pain. I want to validate that. So that when it's validated, you don't feel crazy. And again, it's not that you are crazy. You don't want to have the person that you're speaking with have you think that they're crazy. It's important to let them know that you know that they're in a lot of pain. Be sympathetic, again, and empathetic. So the sympathy is not just, oh, poor you, you have it so hard. That is sympathy. But the empathy is about being calm, staying collected, saying, I know, I understand. You know what? If I had the thing going on in my life the way you have it in your life, I would feel pretty desperate too. You just lost something. You've just lost someone. You're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling hopeless. I know what it's like to feel. I've been hopeless. There have been times in my life. And I want to know you're not alone in that. It's important to take that person seriously. So if you do see that you need to get help, get help. Get help. You can't do it alone, especially if this person's got some real clear plans in mind. Offer hope. And a lot of times I will say to people, you know what, this is just right now in this moment, but the reality is that it's going to pass. It's going to pass. We all have times in our lives that just seem painful and overwhelming, and this too shall pass. It's really important not to argue with the person. Such as, oh, but you have so much to live for, and just think how you're going to hurt your family, and it's not all that bad. Well, right now for them it is all that bad. You don't want to negate what they're feeling. You want to say, yeah, you're in pain. Not, yeah, you're in pain, go end it all. Or, yeah, you're in pain, let's look at the bright side. But, yes, you are in pain. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, but look at all the great things. Don't act shocked. And don't lecture on the value of life or say, oh, suicide is wrong. They know it's wrong. It's just the pain is so powerful, they just don't have any coping skills for it. Don't say that you promise to be confidential about it. I'm pretty clear. I started off saying, as a counselor, if I really think that someone is in imminent danger of homicide or suicide, child abuse, elder abuse, by law, I have to report these things. And that's, you know, I'm really afraid for you. You're in a really bad split place right now. I could hear your pain. I understand it. It's just, I could see that you just feel awful about yourself and that you don't see a way out. And I'm going to need to have to get help because I can't do this by myself. And say, even as a counselor, I can't do this by myself. Sometimes people may need to be in a hospital for a couple of days. They may need to be on medication for a little bit just to help relieve some of the pain. It's okay to offer some solutions, but they need to be small, manageable, like what can we do today, rather than minimizing the whole problem. So, you know, are there things that we can do today? So it's like, I'm looking for to give a little help, but I can't fix it, but I can make them feel like they have a little hope. Sometimes offering problems makes them feel like they're justified to commit suicide because I'm letting them know how awful the problem is, and that's not what I want to do. And don't blame yourself, because we can't fix someone else's pain. We can't fix someone else's grief. We can't fix their depression. We can offer them support. What they're going through is not our responsibility. So it's not about being codependent and picking up the pieces. It's really important. There's things that you can do quickly if someone seems at risk. Really quickly to assess, ask them, do you have a plan? Do you have means to carry out your plan? Do you know when you're going to do it? And do you intend to take your life? So intention, time, means, and plan. Those are really important. Risks. Some suicidal thoughts. There are no plans. They say they don't have any real, they're really not going to do it. And I ask those questions to clients when they have indication. Do you have a plan? It's like, no, I don't have any plan. Oh, I couldn't do that to my kids. It's just that I'm in a lot of pain. Okay, so it's just, you're telling me you just have a thought that's about how much pain you're in. But you're not going to really do anything. So oftentimes making a commitment with someone, I'll talk to you later. It's something that I will do when I see that a client has a low risk. A moderate risk is they have suicidal thoughts. They have a vague plan, but it's not very lethal. But they say, you know, if I was gonna kill myself, I would jump off a bridge, but again, I actually think I'm probably too scared to do that. If I wasn't such a chicken, okay. High thoughts. Yeah, I have a plan, but I don't think I'm going to do it. But I have a very clear plan, and if I do it, I know exactly how, and I might. And then severe. You can't stop me. I've made up my mind. I'm done. I have a plan. I'm going for it. I had a client who had a very clear plan, was drinking, stopped for a last drink at a bar, had this person on the phone, and this person was going to jump off a bridge in Lambertville, and had my husband call the police as I was getting more information. Oh, you're at the bar for your last drink, just to get that last bit of fortitude. If that hadn't happened, I would have definitely had the police after the car. And she kept saying, are you going to call? Don't call. And I'm like, well, you know, I got to make sure that you're going to be okay. And while I was on the phone, the police showed up and got help for this client. If it seems imminent, again, call 911. Take the person to emergency room. Make sure that you remove things like guns, knives, drugs, or other potential lethal objects, because you just want to make sure that those things aren't around. Be proactive and follow up on treatment. Make sure that they're doing the things they need to do. Encourage a healthy lifestyle. So someone is made these attempts, made these threats, they have, you've gotten help for them, and as a consequence, you have encouraged them to seek help. Encourage positive lifestyle changes, eating healthy, plenty of sleep, getting out in the sun, getting some exercise, practicing meditation. Have a safety plan set up. So help the person develop some steps that you will promise to follow through with in that prevention. So I'm going to call you every day, or I want you to call me every day. I expect to hear from you. If I don't hear from you by such and such a time, I'm calling you 5 minutes later. And so you stay in contact. And remember, you're not responsible. What you're doing is now providing some support. And friends can do that. And remind them, if I'm feeling that you're moving closer towards suicide, I'm going to get help because I can't do it. If I see that the risk is low, we'll go out for a walk together. We'll, go get a cup of coffee. We're just not going to encourage alcohol. We're going to work at removing stress from our relationships. We're going to see to it that you're set up with a counselor or a therapist. These things are really important. There are some risks that 90% of people who die by suicide suffer from things sometimes as depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, or alcoholism and drug addiction. People have a chronic or terminal illness. Chronic pain may contemplate suicide. So it's really important. There are other risk factors such as childhood abuse, trauma, or a recent traumatic event. You know, with what's going on down there in the Carolinas with Florence, people have lost everything. There's going to be a lot of grief, a lot of sadness, feeling overwhelmed. It's important that mental health support is offered for these people down there. So when there is a national crisis like that, or any even anywhere in the world, we do have things like the Red Cross or a Samaritan's Purse. Those are things you could Google, you could donate money, you could see how you can volunteer. Sometimes volunteering is something that you can do. Because people feel overwhelmed with the loss, with the grief, with the tragedy, with the trauma. I have lost everything. Everything. Even people. And the grief is so overwhelming. With teen and as I said, 10 years old, suicide. Be aware of things like bullying, hostile school environment, lack of friends, lack of support, again, childhood abuse, sexual abuse, exposure to other teens, teen suicide. Sometimes it causes, creates like a spiral effect. There's additional warning signs for teens. Change in eating or sleeping habits. Withdrawal from friends and family and regular activities. Becoming rebellious, violent, running away, using drugs and alcohol. Personal neglect in appearance. Persistent boredom, difficulty concentrating, a decline in schoolwork, frequently complaining of physical symptoms, often related to emotions such as headaches, stomach aches, fatigue, and not tolerating praise or reward. Like, you know, I don't know, really wasn't that great. And then we also have some signs for the elderly because getting on in years is also difficult. So it could be recent death of a long-term loved one, so like a spouse. Feeling isolated and lonely, being having major life changes, retirement, and those kinds of things can really cause people to feel helpless and hopeless. What are some warning signs for older adults? Well, reading material about death and suicide, disruption of sleep patterns, increase in alcohol or prescription drug use, a failure to take care of themselves or follow through on medical orders, stockpiling medication, sudden interest in firearms, social withdrawal, again, the elaborate goodbyes, getting their affairs in order, giving things away, a rush to complete or revise a will. These are all things that that can be signs and symptoms for elderly. You can go to suicide hotlines. You can Google suicide and all kinds of hotlines come up. If you're concerned that someone that you know or love is struggling with suicide, or you yourself, please reach out for help. If you don't want to call someone and be placed on hold, you're afraid you're going to be placed on hold, go to your hospital. Call 911. Get help. You're not alone. You can seek out help. So, I haven't played any commercials. I may play a few now. But I really want to highlight, again, September is National Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month, and it's not just September. It is the 10th highest cause for death in the United States, and that is a tragedy because it is preventable, as is most deaths. Are preventable. So if you know anyone, if you yourself are struggling with the thoughts of, and you're toying with the thoughts of, get help, please. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I am also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington, and I deal with many different issues. I've been a counselor for about 34 years, I guess, and the first half of my career I worked strictly in the drug and alcohol field. So that is, I would say, one of the primary things that I still do in my practice. I have a lot of people that are either in early recovery, have been longer-term recovery, have other issues. I work with adult children of addiction. I work with people struggling with codependency, who have a spouse who may be struggling with addiction. So there's a lot of work that I do around addiction. With that being said, I also work with people with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, obsessive-compulsive disorder, grief and loss, anger management. I do lots of couples counseling, so I always have several three or four couples in my practice at any given time. You can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarolecounselor.net. That's altarol with two L's and counselor, O-R.net. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And if I don't answer the phone, generally that means I'm with a client. I do my best to return calls as soon as possible. If you're looking to set up an appointment, I do not keep a waiting list. If you have comments that you would like to make about the show, I would love to hear from you. And if you have any suggestions for a topic, again, I'd love to hear from you. I do counselors chat, as I said at the beginning of the show, to help remove the stigma, to help people say it's okay to seek out treatment, help, support. You know, if I pull my leg and I've got sciatica, the doctor says you need to go to physical therapy, I broke my arm, got to go to physical therapy, I go to physical therapy. And, you know, physical therapy sometimes is painful, but in the long run, I can now live a full, pain-free life. Emotional therapy is the same thing. It's about providing tools to live a pain-free life. Sometimes medication is involved. Sometimes learning new coping skills may be all that's necessary. You can go on Facebook under Counselors Chat. Now that I've done this live, I'm not sure exactly where it's showing up, but I am hoping that I can share this around different Facebook pages. But Counselor's Chat is the Facebook page for my show. You can also go on Ruth Altamura Roll. It's got a hyphen, Altamura hyphen, A-L-T-A-M-U-R-A hyphen Roll, M-A-N-C-C-L-P-C. And you can get more information about me that way or see some other things that I've posted. You can see some of the past shows that I've done. You can go on to the 100inchamberradio.com site and go on to Counselor's Chat, look in the archives to listen to some shows that I've done in the past. I do quite a variety of topics, and again, it's all about helping to remove the stigma and understand that mental health is so important. Without mental health, our physical health suffers, our relationships suffer, and we don't need to do that. We can get help, and there is help. So I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I am glad that I was able to bring this show to you. Like I said, I'm going to try and get this around on Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn. And I'm working at trying to get a YouTube channel. I've been taught how to do that to get my shows on there. So, there's a lot to do. Anyway, I wish you all good mental health, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today, and I'm going to play a little commercial. Let's see what happens.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The California woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more than 30 years ago says she wants a full FBI investigation before she agrees to testify before the Senate Judiciary Panel. The panel has set such a hearing up for Monday, but Christine Blasey Ford hasn't said she'll attend yet. President Trump says,
if she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
President Trump speaking as he arrives in North Carolina to view flooding from Hurricane Florence.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
At least 35 deaths now blamed on Florence. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van that was taking them to a hospital was swept off the road by floodwaters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate.
sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The woman convicted of assisting in the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart back in 2002 has been released from Utah State Prison. 72-year-old Wanda Barzee spent 15 years behind bars and was unexpectedly released 5 years ahead of schedule when the state parole board credited her with time served in federal custody. She pleaded guilty in 2010 to kidnapping Elizabeth Smart with her husband, Brian David Mitchell. Differences remain in parts of two farm bills which have passed the U.S. House and Senate. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow, though, is